Welcome to the Ladies of Metal Show, featuring interviews with metal bands, tattoo artists, and of course, the Ladies of Metal models, where we keep you up to date with everything surrounding the metal, underground, and alternative community. This is the Ladies of Metal Show, hosted by Gwen Anastasia.
What's up, metalheads? I'm Carly Gwen, aka Gwen Anastasia, with a quarantine edition of the Ladies of Metal show. On the phone today with JT Cavey, who sings for Era. They were in the studio right before the world ended, which led us to the coronavirus's effect on touring bands. We nerded out a little bit on the Ghost Inside, and JT tells us two shows we have to watch on Netflix while we're all stuck at home. Plus, we talk a little stand-up comedy, too, and what JT's been up to in quarantine. JT and I were also a part of a very cool project that should be coming out sometime this spring, so I'll keep you guys posted when that comes out. I'm on Instagram at HairMetalX. That's where I post everything. And here's my chat with JT Cavey from Era. This is sort of weird because most of my interviews are in person, like at shows. So there's a lot of like stuff going on, but we can't do that now because all tours have been like canceled or postponed and stuff, which really sucks. So
fucking brutal.
It's kind of rough. I feel like I have like a stack of tickets in my room for shows that I like can't go to for a while, which is sad. But so we're on the phone today, which is cool because I feel like I've been meaning to get you on the show for a while, and we're like internet friends, so it's nice to actually like talk to you.
Yeah, every time I'll catch you at a show briefly, but we honestly, I mean, especially me, we run pretty bare bones on tour. We like don't bring much crew, so we still have like a lot to do during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm dating somebody new and they don't understand how, like, the tour life goes, like, well, you have all this free time, you're, like, playing all the time, like, not on stage, it's just a big, like, play fest. Like, no, man, we're working. The minute I wake up, I'm doing something. I have a schedule.
Right. Yeah. That would be sort of weird.
And then on top of that, I'm usually doing photography or just trying to keep myself preoccupied during the day, so.
Right.
I, like, rarely make time to be social unless it's, like, at the very end of the night.
Right. Yeah, I think I saw you guys on that huge tour with North Lane, like, back in the fall.
Yep.
And it seemed like...
We had Foundry.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys were, like, running around and stuff, so... But that totally makes sense. If you don't have this huge crew, like, not every band has, like, people in the background. So, like, yeah, you have to get that work done yourself.
Right.
I think I saw you were at Atrium Audio. Was that back in March? I think I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah, we were in York last month. We were working with Grant and Carson in Think Aloud Studios. Actually, ABR's record that just came out last night at midnight is who we just recorded with.
Okay, that's what I figured. They've, like, always recorded with them, right?
Yeah, honestly, pretty much, yeah.
It always sounds so good, so I don't know why you would mess with that, but yeah.
Right.
Very cool.
Yeah, so we were in there from, I think, the middle of February to the middle of March. Like, I came in a week after Jesse got there, and I left a week early.
Okay.
Because I left early to come home to go back to work to find out I have no job.
Oh, my God. Wait, so what's, like, your... Do you have, like, a normal job?
Yeah, our drummer, Alex, and I both work at a bar. He bartends. I serve. I can't be bothered to stay up late and take care of drunk idiots past midnight.
Right, I feel
he
that.
ironically, the previous Era vocalist... Ian Eubanks is one of our managers there, so it's like this big Era.
Oh my God. That's so cute. That's like pretty adorable.
Yeah, and all of our staff are like either like concert hula hippies or metalheads, so it's like we're all a fun disjointed group of lost souls.
Oh, love that.
I came home, I worked like two shifts, and like, oh yeah, the world has coronavirus and we're shutting down, and now we're shut down all of April too, so super bored.
It seems like everything is closed up here also until at least April 30th. I just hope that like summer's not canceled because I love summer and like summer tours and stuff, so.
I mean, yeah, I want to be positive too. I don't think this quarantine is going to be super effective unless it gets extended even longer.
You think?
People are like people are just not figuring it out, and people are seeing like the toll go up and the death toll go up, and I'm hoping I'm wrong and it's already improving and we can get things back together by the end of April, but if it's as serious as people, I mean, it's made out to be, it probably gonna need to extend it. I don't know. I'm here for the ride. Nothing I can really do.
Well, yeah, that's like...
We'll all get through it.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that you can do. And I mean, I know people have like anxiety about it and like people are kind of freaking out, but it's like, there's nothing you could do. You just have to stay home. Like, no one's working and like people are freaking out because of like income and stuff, but everybody's kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
So...
It's just kind of nice about the music stuff because everybody's worried like, oh, you know, we're not making money and our band's falling apart. I mean, nothing's really changed. Except everything's just got put on hold.
Yeah.
Which is comforting.
Yeah, as far as, like, I mean, most of the tours, like, that I had been planning to go to, like, they weren't really canceled. It's just postponed to, like, July, August, and September. So.
Which sucks, because that's, everybody's going to be touring at once.
Yeah, dude, that's going to be, I mean, it's going to be fun, but you might have to, like, pick and choose.
You're fighting for fans.
Yeah.
While we were in the studio, we were originally making schedules for the summer and like lining up summer tours, so like our schedule actually hasn't changed at all, but combined with, you know, the postpones to be put into our tour slot, it's gonna be a little crowded.
Right. So I mean, that was really lucky that you guys were in the studio kind of like right before this all went down. So were you able to finish what you were trying to do?
They finished drum tracking like March 16th, and that was the next day the owners of the studio building closed the building, so they had to like, Grant and Carson had to bring their computers back to their homes to like keep working, and they can't really continue with like mixing the record until they get back in there, so that's another issue. That's the only thing we're really concerned about, is having the like everything delayed because of them not being able to finish the record on time.
Right. I mean, I guess it's kind of good that everything's recorded.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is something that I've always thought is super cool about you. This is, like, the second band you've taken over vocal duties for. Because I saw you back in the day with Texas in July.
Yeah, good boys.
Yeah. So, I mean, Texas in July was, like, the jam.
I saw all of them recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because York is super close to Lancaster, and that's where the majority of them live.
Right.
So there was, like, we had couple old members, some crew, some friends. It was like a group of ten of us. We'd always do this thing outside of Lancaster in Ephrata, where Adam Gray lives, when we go get wings at this like divey family bar.
That's awesome.
It is super cute.
It sounds cute. I went to college with Adam Gray's brother. So
Chad?
Yeah.
I love Chad.
What a guy.
Angel of a human.
Yeah, he's adorable. So he would always, like, take me to their shows, and I was like, wow, this band rules. And then that's how I got into August Burns Red. So
the first and last record that I did with them was also Grant and Carson. So it's super cool and full circle to have Era now record with them.
I'm actually kind of surprised maybe you didn't do, like, other records with them, with Era.
Oh, with Grant Carson? Mm-hmm. I tried to.
Yeah? Are they, booked?
I joined the band in the middle of an album, so that one I couldn't do. And then the second one, I think we reached out to them, but we just decided not to go with them. And then finally, I think they just all figured out, hey, this is definitely a good call. Let's finally go with Grant Carson. I'm like, yay, finally! Woo!
Oh my God, it took like a million years. But okay, so I'm like really excited about that. And I'm glad to hear you're still friends with, like, the Texas in July guys, because I was wondering about that, too.
Yeah.
I used to, I guess, be, like, internet friends with Chris Davis.
Love him?
Yeah, but haven't talked to him in a while, like, probably since he's joined the Ghost Inside.
Yeah, they have stuff going on. I'm sure they have a new music to put out eventually. They're still trying to get through all this shit, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, on top of their own shit.
Yeah, he's just basically on daddy duty, working on his home studio, and, I mean, the Ghost Inside, they are only doing a couple shows a year, I'm sure. They're out there trying to tour right now, so they have a little more free reign with when they want to play, given the virus and their new schedules.
Yeah, I'm hoping, I know they did that show on the West Coast, like, last summer, like, in July or something.
Oh, yeah, wait, don't they have, like, a Boston Is that the Boston one?
I might, like, fly up for that, honestly.
July 11th. Okay, that's still a thing.
All right, cool. Well, it could still get canceled, I guess, but...
Yeah.
Let's hope not.
July 11th, that's right.
So I guess maybe moving away from, like, the music a little bit, since you mentioned it before, like, how did you get into photography?
Ooh, that's a fun one. I think the first two tours that I did with Era, we brought a merch/photography guy, and then we let him go, and then we switched to just a merch guy. But then we realized, and I realized, how important it is to have just content, whatever it is, throughout the tour and throughout the days and stuff, just to have things to post and things to create. And we went through like a tour or two of not having anything, kind of relying on locals or maybe a touring photographer. And I was bored. I just needed like more to do in general. I took it upon myself to buy a camera. And a lot of the inspiration came from just being surrounded by super talented photographers. And I'd always had like an interest in photography. And I'm not really like a creative, artistic person when it comes to like drawing or painting or art in general, outside of music, but I wanted to be, so I was always interested in it. So I like got a kit lens and camera and got it with the intention to get more BTS and like just day by day lifestyle stuff for the band. Then I ended up getting absolutely addicted to it.
Cool. Well, I mean, I kind of thought that you were like, maybe that was like your job or something, because like the stuff that you post on Instagram is like so good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love it. It's super addicting.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you have, like, a really good setup, which I think is a good part of it. But obviously, even if you're not, like, you know.
I've spent way too much on it so far.
Sure. But that's so cool that, like, you know, fans can get kind of, like, a behind-the-scenes type thing and, like, see what you guys are up to, like, when you're not playing and even when you are playing. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
I've always been a person that loves and nerds out about technologies, and then so cameras just like came naturally, because there is a science and an artistic part to it, but there's a lot of tech behind it too.
Well,
so I love the tech portion of it.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're using a camera in like, I guess, like manual and you're setting like, you know, apertures and stuff. I don't know all the cool lingo, but like when you're like setting it yourself, like I just use like portrait mode on my camera, okay, but like if you're being all fancy, well, yeah, there's like an art to that, for sure.
That's the cool thing about, you know, as technology and time progresses, like autofocus has come so far. Like with newer mirrorless cameras, you could just press a button and it'll search for an eye. It'll find eyes, whether it's an animal or a human, and lock on them. You'll have, like, tack-sharp focus every time. It's super fast.
Damn, that's kind of badass.
If you use old manual lenses or old manual bodies, of course, you got to dial that in by hand. And there's, like a certain novelty and, like, funness level to that, but that's not easy. That's, like, where the real skill comes in. Like, if you've got a good hand and you can really fine-tune your focus, that takes some time and talent and expertise. My camera's so nice, I just like kind of press a button, it does my work for me.
Okay, well, we just like won't tell anybody that.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a Sony camera, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not fooling anybody.
Okay, well, like, that's super awesome. And I mean, I'm sure you'll be playing music for, you know, a long time, but that's always something that you can do like throughout your whole life, as far as side hustle. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I've made some money. I mean, making money off of it is nice because I've spent a lot on it, but I just enjoy it.
Well, that's so great to hear.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and I know it's kind of like a weird time right now and everybody's like stuck at home, but I wanted to know, like, I guess what you guys are doing over at your house in quarantine and like maybe some like your favorite shows that you've watched so far.
So, Lock and Key. Lock and Key is really good.
Yo, I agree.
That's on Netflix.
That was awesome.
I love Lock and Key. Super family friendly. Also, kind of creepy. And I don't know. That was a great show. I'm really excited for the next season. I love foreign films and shows. They always like get me. Like they always tend to be pretty damn good. And I'm not really bothered by either reading subtitles in English and listening to actual spoken original language or the voiceover. If the voiceover is good, sometimes if you have an Asian show like the mouth that operates for Asian languages in conjunction to English voiceover doesn't look as accurate. But when you do like French or Spanish, you get those Anglo-Saxon like movements of the mouth, so it carries over a little bit better.
Right.
But it kind of just depends on the show.
Okay.
But I watched The Platform, which was super fucked up. The ending is god-awful, but the movie is crazy. It's a prison. Basically, it's a tower of concrete floors, and the prison cells are these squares. And there's an inner square that carries a moving, like, concrete block that goes through all the floors. It starts at the very top and goes all the way down. But the thing is, the platform has all the food for all the levels. So if you're on level one, you get access to the food, and it's really good. But as it goes down, the inmates are, like, walking on the table of food and shitting on it and, like, pissing on it.
Ugh.
And there's no rule. There's no rule. So, like, people are dying on the thing, and there's just, like, a body on the platform. And if you're, like, on level 75 or lower, you're not eating. So the people, like, on level 150 and down are just eating each other. It's crazy.
Yo, that is terrifying.
It's fucked up. It's super gory. I liked it. I like weird shit like that.
All right, cool. I'll have to watch that, like, during the day.
The ending is not good. You're going to be pissed off, but it's worth the watch.
All right, well, if I know that going into it, maybe it won't be that bad.
Yeah, it's also short. Like, it's an hour and 25 minutes. Tom Segura's new stand-up is, like, 10-15 minutes shorter, so if you can make it through that, you can make it through the movie.
Yeah, I have that on my Netflix list as well. I love him.
Ball Hog is incredible.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, actually, I think I saw Miss May I was doing, like, a watch party, so you could, like, watch Ball Hog along with them.
It's so or something. Fucked up. It's so funny.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we love stand-up over here.
Yeah, same.
Actually, the whole band's a big Tom Segura fan.
Oh, that's so fun. I do stand-up, like, as one of my many, like, gigs, and it's been kind of weird, like, not getting on stage every week.
You do open mic and stand-up?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
It seems hard.
I mean, it's kind of, I mean, I'm also, like, an actor, so it's kind of, like, just kind of memorizing a script, but I wrote it. So,
right.
It's not, like, I guess it's not that weird, but, I mean, coming up with stuff that I don't actively hate is hard sometimes. I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah, I feel like things that I think are funny, that would be the hard part for me, find things that I think are funny that are actually funny to other people.
Well, right,
I think
so,
everything is hilarious.
That's what, like, open mics are good for, like, for testing stuff out, because sometimes that does happen where you're like, all right, that actually wasn't that funny. So it helps you kind of, like, hone your set a little bit. Like, you can test stuff out.
So, like, who are some of your favorite stand-up comedians?
Patton Oswalt. He's probably my favorite. And, like, Bill Burr.
Bill Burr's incredible.
Yeah, love him so much. I mean, weirdly, like, Aziz and Louis C.K. were two of my favorites, but now I, like, don't know how to feel about that.
Aziz is fine.
Aziz is okay.
Watch his new stand-up. It makes a lot of sense. And he, like, he came way on top as far as, like, what happened. But Louis C.K. definitely fucked up.
Yeah. And it was weird because he had, like, two sold-out shows in Philly, like, in March, which I guess got canceled. But I was like, oh, he's, like, back? Like, is that allowed? I was like, people bought tickets for that? So now I'm, like, kind of sad about that because I did love him. But now it's like, meh, maybe not.
I really loved Patton Oswalt's most recent stand-up, but it's so sad.
I know. Well, so that's, like, I don't know how I feel about that. Because, I mean, he talks about, like, his daughter a lot. But it's, like, a lot about, like, his wife and... I don't know.
It's more than just a stand-up. It's like him telling a story about all the shit that he's been through.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. Parts of it are very funny, but you gotta be, like, you gotta strap in. Because it's a journey. It's sad.
Well, I mean, that's also kind of why I love him. Like, I think he's so good at, like, long-form stories. But it's not, like, long-winded stories. Like, they're so funny, like, how he tells it. But I don't know how he could spin, like, the stuff that happened to him into something funny.
His older stand-up about him accidentally attending an orgy is so good.
Oh, my God.
I think I have like a bunch of his old stand-up, like from 2008 and like 2010, when he's talking about like George Bush being president and like how it's the apocalypse and we're in this like alter ego bizarro earth where like George yeah. Bush won and like Paris Hilton is successful or whatever. It was just, he's just like the best.
Yeah, he's great.
I'm glad Netflix is adding so many like stand-up specials because like that's a good way to kill an hour. I know it's kind of like a weird time, but
I think everybody should just be trying to keep themselves preoccupied and prepared. My roommate's been working from home, and we have he's got a dog, so we mutual co-dog parent. It's just the three of us, the three boys.
Oh, that's kind of fun, though.
Yeah, we're going to go for a dog walk and a hike later.
Oh, that's nice. So thanks for, you know, coming on the show. And what's like your Instagram or like the best way to follow you?
Band is Era Band on Instagram and Facebook. I am at JTKV.
All right. Well, thanks, JT. That was awesome.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Have fun over there.
Yeah, I'm going to try to stay busy.
I will.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
You just heard another episode of the Ladies of Metal Show. Subscribe to our channel so you never miss an episode. Need more metal in your life? Listen to Ladies of Metal Radio on the TuneIn Radio app, hosted by the Ladies of Metal Models. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at Ladies of Metal.